Chicago Tribune delivers the stories that make the city with more journalists at work than any other local news source. Become a member today, chicagotribune.com. So what's going on out there, Ro?
I think this is the appropriate theme for this.
Perfect.
Stone Pony is joining us. Alex Stone from ABC News.
What is this? I just put the headset. Is this isn't porn music, is it?
No, it's the Benny Hill theme.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Yeah, far from that. Okay.
Yes, not exactly. Not far enough.
So they've abandoned the podium? Is that
now,
still?
Wait, there's someone up at the podium right now. Hold on, let's listen.
Those opposed shall say no.
Uh-oh. This is a rules vote.
In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it.
So you know what that means.
What does that mean, Alex?
Effectively, it's going to be Donald Trump when it all happens tomorrow night. That it is over now. We've been talking about there was one more chance for the anti-Trump folks to try to get a vote on the floor state by state. That's not going to happen. It's now over. Donald Trump will be the nominee when he is appointed nominee when the vote happens tomorrow night.
So what happens to those people then? Do the Never Trump people, do they leave the convention? Do they still stay there? And
We don't know. They have been chanting, and it was really two dueling sides from our folks who are on the floor. They were just reporting to us a second ago as I'm looking at my email here. One side was roll call vote. The other side was USA, USA. You heard right there the ayes versus the nays. There could be some who would actually want a true vote based on the ayes and the nays, but they say they've got it. But there is chanting on the floor right now. They have been chanting both sides against each other. It's been a long time since we've seen anything like this on the floor of a convention. We've seen banners being held up of Trump banners, anti-Trump banners. Some of the Trump supporters running around with the Trump banners, hanging them up, waving them. This is something we haven't seen in a long time, especially at here locally, 4:20 in the afternoon. Typically, this would be more prime time.
Right.
Not in the middle of the day.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. This is pretty crazy. And we were told that this was going to happen fairly soon into the day. They had preliminary speakers and bands, right? I think the Oak Ridge Boys played 6 or 7 times already. What is interesting to me is that you do have this much disarming, not since 1972, probably. Can we go back to a convention?
About right.
Or in 76, though, Ronald Reagan did have this moment. Ronald Reagan did have a moment where they put his name into nomination, and the Gerald Ford forces were able to push that aside. And then what you had at the end of that was were the Reagan delegates walking out.
And we may see that still to come right now because those who are anti-Trump are not very happy right now as we see what's going on the floor. And where we're going to go from here tonight, you know, that what we keep hearing from delegates who are here is this is all about unity. Unity is the only thing they're talking about, bringing this together.
This isn't coming together right now. Yeah, let me go back to the floor here because you actually have the chairman. The chair of it's not Reince Priebus.
No, they're discussing things right now.
According to the chair, has found they're basically trying to just push the Trump vote through, as Alex is pointing out.
Yeah, they're
out
saying
to
it's
us.
Insufficient to do the state by state vote, but there are many in that crowd who disagree.
Alex, do I understand you correctly? Then this means that the last official way for them to stage a coup is now over. They can't.
There's a bunch of people walking through now.
We think it's over, but I mean, listen to what's going on right now, and there are some very unhappy delegates right now who are making their voices heard. So the belief would be that they have no more options, as it looks like some of the anti-Trump folks are either being escorted out or making their own way out. But you can hear the chants going on right now.
Ooh.
Yeah. That was the gavel.
That was the gavel.
From the state of West Virginia for the purpose of offering a resolution.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Melody Potter from West Virginia, offering the following resolution and ask for its immediate consideration. Resolve that the report of the Committee on Platform be considered as adopted. Mr. Chairman, for the purposes of explaining the report only, I am honored to yield to the co-chairs of the committee, Senator John Barrasso, Governor Mary Fallon, and Congresswoman
Virginia
Fox.
Looks like they're moving forward
Fox.
With the platform right now and approving the platform, which there's a lot of agreement on that. But the petition to try to get that roll call vote is now essentially over.
And that does, as Alex Stone is pointing out, ensure that Donald Trump there won't be an insurrection here necessarily. But you do have some people moving out that have left. We did see people, at least at the floor. It's unclear whether they are actually leaving the building or they will come back, and how much of this is dramatics and how much of this actually is operational.
Sure. Hard to say, but when he walks on stage tonight, and we think he's going to walk on stage, he has said he is going to be there for Melania, but he has also said that he had been planning on making a video message. So to Donald Trump, is that arriving tonight? But if he does actually come on stage like we expect he's going to tonight, what kind of reception is he going to get? There's no doubt going to be some boos that are going to be coming from this crowd.
Well, it is interesting because we were talking about this a little bit earlier off the air, Alex, that generally the candidate barnstorms
right.
in this week. They go around to swing states or the corners of the nation, and they make appearances not in prime time, so
right.
they don't compete with their own coronation, essentially. But they go around so that they're at least seen out in the hustings. This is not the case with Donald Trump.
No, he is not traveling. In fact, my assignment was going to be to travel in with him. And we kept saying to the campaign, okay, what are you guys going to do? What are you going to do? And they said, we don't know. And then we found out he wasn't going to travel. So that is uncommon for a candidate coming into their convention and not to travel on the way in. But he doesn't do anything the way it's typically done.
No, exactly.
No, so he has decided that he's going to come in. Look, the whole day is about him right now anyway from either side. So he's getting the publicity. He doesn't have to pay to move that 757 across the country, although he says he's going to tonight.
Well, how's Melania going to get there? Doesn't she have to go on the 757?
We would expect, although he does have a couple of other planes. He's got one private jet, a smaller one that he uses. That he might actually use for this airport that's real close to downtown potentially tonight if they'll open it up for him.
It is closed currently.
Yeah, it has been closed, but if they'll open it up for him, it would be quick in and out tonight because he says he's going back to New York tonight and he'll be back on Thursday.
Well, okay. I really hope he's in time to see Willie Robertson from
sure.
Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, well,
I think that's
when it's
one,
Duck Dynasty, you got to be here.
That's true. That's one, Alex, I don't want to miss.
Yeah, or Scott Baio.
Yes.
Well, I think he already spoke, right?
Scott's already gone.
Oh, is he already gone? Scott, I've been out at the protest.
I think Scott had a previous engagement or mm-hmm. realized he better not speak in prime time. This probably doesn't help anybody when all is said and done.
But you got the Rudy Giuliani speaking tonight, Melania Trump, the headliner, right? And then you've got Lieutenant General Michael Flynn.
He was one of the vice presidential finalists mm-hmm. Who didn't quite
There was
it.
A lot of talk he might have been the guy, but wasn't.
Stone Pony, I want to ask you, were just out on the street where there were some protests. What was going on?
It got a little bit tense for a while. There were Black Lives Matter protests. There's probably about 1,500 of them who were marching through the streets, and then they came upon Jesus Saves protesters. I guess you'd call them supporters for Jesus. And the Jesus Saves guys were taunting the Black Lives Matters, calling them all kinds of names. And that's when
that's not what Jesus would do.
No, and that's when police had to move in with their bicycles and separate the two sides, and they were throwing verbal jabs back and forth, but it broke up pretty quickly. There's another one going on right now. The one thing, though, that we see here, the police chief has said he does not want his officers, unless absolutely necessary, to wear riot gear, to have their batons, to have their helmets on. So you don't see that. All the officers are in their regular patrol uniforms.
And the other piece here, too, and we'll talk about this a little bit later on, is that Ohio is an open carry state.
Yeah.
So there's been some question and some concern about whether people will bring their guns to these rallies, which is perfectly legal without any form.
Police want that overturned, but John Kasich says that they were asking the governor. He says he can't do it.
Right. All right, Alex Stone. We'll stay in touch, Alex.
There you go. I'll be right across the hall from you.
Literally, he's at the desk right next to us, so if there's trouble.
You should have a buddy system or something worked out there.
Well, we already have an egress. We already talked about it. We have a plan of where to meet in case we get separated.
Yeah.